Two alpha chimpanzees meet in the jungle. They screech, they bare their teeth. They puff up their chests and hurl sticks. Neither really wants a full-on fight. Fighting risks injury or death. But both need to send a clear message. I'm stronger. Don't even think about challenging me. Now, fast forward a few million years, or let's just get out of the jungle. Today's world leaders don't throw sticks. They throw terrors. They don't screech in trees. They deliver strong statements at the G7 summits. But underneath the polished speeches and fine suits, the game is the same. Global trade wars aren't really about trade. They're about dominance, about survival.
You are listening to The Mammoth in the Room, a podcast dedicated to sharing science-backed leadership strategies for real-world success.
Welcome back to this week's episode of The Mammoth in the Room, where we explore leadership lessons that stand the test of time. I'm Nicholas Pokorny, CEO of Mammoth Leadership Sciences. Here's a quick question to start. Are you asking yourself at this very moment, what's happening in the world? Why does global leadership feel irrational? And how will it end? You know what? You're not alone. And therefore, we created a special mini-series within The Mammoth in the Room, which we call Primal Instincts, Hidden Forces Behind Global Power Games, How Ancient Drives Hijack Modern Leadership, and What You Can Do About It. Because, you know, here is what I believe wholeheartedly. Understanding the ancient forces still driving modern behavior isn't optional anymore. It's a leadership necessity. And today, we're diving into how primal dominance battles still rule global politics and how the best leaders learn to rise above them. Stick with me until the end, because I'll share why countries behave like ancient tribes in modern clothing, how dominance instincts backfire spectacularly, and three leadership strategies to help you outthink, not outfight, your rivals. All right, let's dive in. Evolutionary psychology teaches us that dominance behavior isn't just a social construct. It's a survival instinct. Mark van Vugt and Ronald Rooney, 2014, explain that dominance displays like aggression, signaling strength, and alliance building emerged because they helped early humans survive. In small tribes, leaders had to demonstrate strength to deter challengers. Weakness was dangerous. A leader who looked weak might lose access to mates, food, protection, or even life itself. This is hardwired into us. When leaders today impose tariffs, cut off alliances, or threaten sanctions, they're not just thinking economically. They're engaging in an ancient ritual. Show strength, protect your tribe. It's primal. It's powerful. And when left unchecked, it's often catastrophic. Let's look at two examples where dominance instincts led to massive unintended consequences. First, let's talk about the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act of 1930. Picture the US economy in free fall. Banks collapsing, factories shutting down, millions unemployed. Politicians needed to act. They needed to show they were protecting the American worker. So they passed the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act, raising duties on over 20,000 imported goods to historic heights. The message to the world? We'll take care of ourselves. We don't need you. Other countries quickly retaliated. Canada imposed tariffs on US farm products. Europe raised barriers on American goods. Global trade shrank by two-thirds within just a few years. Instead of saving American jobs, Smoot-Hawley deepened the Great Depression and turned it into a global disaster. Historians almost universally agree today, dominance signaling by tariffs hurt everyone. One senator at the time boasted, "We can stand alone." Well, history showed otherwise. Now, fast forward nearly a century, the US-China trade war starting in 2018, or maybe it even started earlier. The US accused China of unfair trade practices and imposed tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of goods. China struck back immediately with tariffs of their own. Round after round, both sides escalated, billions in losses. Agricultural markets disrupted, manufacturing sectors hammered, investors rattled. And yet, both governments continued pounding the table. because admitting weakness, blinking first, was politically unthinkable. From an economic standpoint, both countries lost. From an evolutionary psychology standpoint, they were fighting a status war. Backing down wasn't just about losing money, it was about losing face. And in leadership, especially on the global stage, status loss feels like a death sentence. Sounds, looks, feels familiar? So, if dominant signaling is ancient, emotional, and dangerous, what can smart leaders do about it? Here are three strategies. First, recognize the dominance instinct in yourself. When you feel threatened, slighted, or challenged, you feel a surge of adrenaline. You'd want to respond aggressively. Show them, teach them a lesson. Pause. Ask yourself, is this move about solving the problem or about protecting my pride? That single question can save you millions or even your leadership career. Because a real game isn't about winning emotional battles, it's about advancing strategic outcomes. Second, de-escalate strategically. Escalating is easy. Anyone can bang the table and shout louder. Real leadership is de-escalating skillfully without looking weak. In the animal kingdom, strong leaders de-escalate all the time. They use submissive gestures. They break eye contact. They allow rivals small symbolic victories to avoid pointless fights. In business, you can offer compromises quietly. Use private communications. Frame the de-escalations as strategic repositionings, not concessions. When both sides feel respected, escalation stops. You don't need to win every conflict to lead brilliantly. Choose your battles wisely. The most important thing about winning is don't get into a fight you can't win in the first place. And thirdly, manage emotional reactions, yours and theirs. Remember, you're not the only leader carrying ancient instinct. Your competitors, your partners, and rivals feel the same drives. They're just as prone to react emotionally when threatened. If you humiliate them publicly or leave them no way to retreat with dignity, you guarantee escalation. Smart leaders always leave exit ramps. Allow symbolic wins, acknowledge valid points, privately signal respect. Because keeping the temperature low is often the key to ultimate victory. Let's bring this home. Global trade wars and many corporate conflicts aren't really about numbers, tariffs, or GDP percentages. They're ancient dominance displays happening on modern stages. When leaders forget that, they escalate emotionally, recklessly, and lose strategically. But you don't have to. Recognize when your pride is talking, de-escalate without appearing weak, manage emotions with the skill of a true leader. Because today's world doesn't reward the loudest or angriest, at least in the long run. It rewards the calmest, the most adaptive, and the most strategic. All right, that's it for today's episode. And if you found this valuable, subscribe, rate, and share it with anyone passionate about leadership. And if you want to get deeper, check out my book, The Mammoth in the Room. It's a practical guide for leaders and teams on how to embrace evolutionary truths to achieve outstanding business results across people, strategy, and implementation. Until next time, lead wisely, think critically, and don't let ancient instincts hijack your modern leadership. Nicholas Bocconi, The Mammoth in the Room.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this content, don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you on the next episode of The Mammoth in the Room.